Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.ag. And for this week only, get a 110% sign-on bonus. 110% of your initial deposit by using code NEXTROUND. That's MyBookie.ag, code NEXTROUND.
Jim Dunaway, Lance Taylor, Ryan Brown, and Rockstar. Live from the Birmingham Racecourse Casino Studios, the next round, presented by Bud Light, is on now.
Final hour of the show underway from Birmingham and L.A. It is the Champies Hour. Sterling and the gang there at Champies just off 119 in Alabaster just flung open the doors and everybody rushed in to get a great lunch. Go by there and enjoy those great chicken fingers, the po' boys, the Mississippi Delta recipe tamales, the great sides. Get a margarita for Megan there. Enjoy games throughout the weekend. They're at Champies, world famous fried chicken, championschicken.com. That is championschicken.com. Dunaway is in L.A., courtesy of MyBookie.ag. Code next round when you sign on there at MyBookie.ag. He has done the show outdoors. It started with him shivering in the cold. Now people are worried about Dunaway's sunburn. Rusty, I know Jim packed a hat. He needs to put it on. Charles, his head is going to be way to hellness. J-Mo says, it reminds me of McAfee baking on the field at Bryant-Denny last summer. So there you go.
Am I starting to get red?
Well, I mean, I want to remind people it is only 9 a.m. out there. I don't think you can get sunburned at 9 a.m.
Challenge yeah, there's a morning sun here in Los Angeles.
You don't think so, Rockstar?
No, I bet I could, definitely.
Well, yeah, but you are fair-skinned. Dunaway's got some native Alabamian in him, so he's got that skin that tans before it burns.
Oh, we got to do that. We haven't done that yet. We got to do that being 23 thing.
That's right. Just see how much you have in you. I mean, it's 9 a.m. I think you're safe for now. I don't know. I think you're okay.
Yeah.
Like,
I think a little sunlight is good for you.
Yeah.
You know, I think Emily Grace and Taylor would tell you, since apparently they're the smartest people on our staff. I think they would tell you that. That you need some sunshine. So I think the actual sun is good for me.
Yeah, okay. So those of you in the chat room worried about Dunaway's skin, you don't have to worry about that. We are going to, at the end of this segment, make a little bit of a announcement about something we got coming up on the show next week that we are excited about. So stick around.
Whoa.
Before we go to break. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. Stick around before
you
go to
break. Do I know what it is?
You absolutely do. I would not shock you with this one. Everybody knows, but we're going to announce it to the audience at the end of this segment. So everybody just hang on. At the end of this segment, we're going to make that announcement. Dunaway is going to head over to talk to the players and the coaches at Crypto.com Arena coming up a little bit later on today. This team, from what Taylor told us up in Spokane and from what her video showed, it was a very loose team up there, Dunaway. Loose is good. I will be interested to see. I mean, you compare them in North Carolina. I don't look. This doesn't necessarily equate into a win, but I will be interested to see which team feels like they might be a little bit looser and enjoying the moment more.
Well, I think it's fair to say, Brown, that Tennessee, being the number one overall seed in this part of the region, number one seed, not number one overall, the fact that they have North Carolina on their uniform, the fact that they missed the NCAA tournament last year and they bounced back with a proven All-American in Baycott and being the one seed again, I think the pressure is on them,
yep,
right?
So
Alabama gets to come in loosey-goosey as the underdog. Maybe the first time this year that Alabama gets to play without any pressure on them. Because if you're just the general population of fans in America, you're going to look at North Carolina and Alabama in the bracket, and you're going to say, North Carolina, move them out. And that may end up being how it is, but you see the betting line on how at mybookie.ag, how close the experts think this game will end up being. And I think if Alabama's in the game late, like they were against Purdue and Creighton and some of those games that they lost pre-conference, then if they're just in it late, then the pressure kicks up on the number one seed in this region. And as we've all seen at Crypto.com Arena, the non-North Carolina fans, the few Alabama fans, and all the Clemson and Arizona fans will be cheering for Alabama at that point because they're like, oh, we'd rather play Alabama if we win than play North Carolina.
North Carolina, a 4.5-point favorite at mybookie.ag. So that has ticked up just a little bit. It's been hanging around 4, but it has ticked up to 4.5 right now. We'll talk more about that tomorrow and just kind of see where it shakes out. But the thing about it, you mentioned the pressure that is on North Carolina. I don't think there's ever a North Carolina basketball season that ends in just a Sweet 16 run where the fans are like, hey, that was a good season right there, right? I mean, you're North Carolina basketball. When you get in the tournament, you expect to be an Elite Eight Final Four team. When you're a one seed in the tournament, you expect to be a Final Four team. I don't think a single North Carolina fan started this tournament thinking, I'll be okay with Sweet 16, Elite Eight. You expect to be playing to lift that trophy in Phoenix.
Yeah, in fact, if you fill out your bracket every year, you should put the one seed all the way out. The people who win brackets all the time say you should always put your one seed out to at least the Sweet 16 before you ever start thinking about any of the others. Because the advantage you get, it doesn't always happen, but more times than not, they're in the Sweet 16. So Sweet 16 is a minimum for a one seed. And that's why last year was so disappointing for Alabama. A lot of years in Alabama basketball, Sweet 16 is a good season. Last year, it was not a good season because Alabama didn't go past the Sweet 16 as the number one overall seed. A big disappointment. This year, being in the Sweet 16, they've accomplished something. So it's free money now. House money is the old saying for Alabama. It's house money now. They can go shoot their shot tomorrow night, see if they can make it to the Elite Eight for the second time in program history. If not, good season. Not a great season because Alabama's moved past Sweet 16 being great, but a good season, and you load up with a great recruiting class and do it again. But a lot of pressure on North Carolina. They don't hang banners in Chapel Hill for Sweet 16.
They do not, yeah. I think it's the pressure squarely on North Carolina. And it was on Alabama last year. Alabama was the overall number one seed.
Yep.
There were a lot of storylines, as we all know, going on around that team, outside storylines from off the court that probably affected some of this. You were around that team in Birmingham. You were around that team, you and I both, in Louisville and Birmingham. It just didn't – it felt a little tight, honestly. I mean, I know that's easy to say in hindsight because they got bounced in the round of 16. It had a weird feel around that team from all that was going on off the court, all those external factors.
You know, that's why, you know, I always go back to different circumstances now, absolutely different circumstances. With what was going on in Tuscaloosa and what went on with Auburn in 2010. But that's why I give Gene Chizik so much credit for that national championship back in 2010. Because if you didn't live through it, you woke up every day as a fan or a sportscaster to something new in the Cam Newton saga, some kind of question about his eligibility or something else for that entire season. And they were able to navigate behind greatness of Cam Newton to be national champions in college football. Now, in a totally different circumstance last year, but with the same kind of media scrutiny, every time Alabama took the basketball court, there was, you know, pieces being written, stories being told on SportsCenter, new piece of information come out, this debate going on pardon the interruption. It was something almost every day and not a good way about Alabama basketball. And they were having to deal with that. You're right. There was not one enjoyable moment about that great run last year because of the off the court situation. You just, when it was over with, you just went, well, that's over with.
Yeah.
And Brandon Miller has moved on to the NBA. But during when it was going on, every day you almost felt guilty at times enjoying just the basketball part of it.
Yeah, it was a weird vibe. It was a weird vibe around that team. You know, in Birmingham, Nate Oates was being asked about, you know, were there undercover bodyguards that Alabama had hired to protect Brandon Miller? Was there a threat on his life? I mean, it was just a weird vibe, yep, man. Just a weird vibe around that team. And I don't sense that saying. Probably a looser situation. And again, you're the four, they're the one. Last year, Alabama was the one. San Diego State was the five. You were the one that was carrying all the pressure, and San Diego State was playing with house money, and they made it all the way to the national championship game. So I think those roles are kind of reversed, not for the same reasons, but those roles are kind of reversed this year for Alabama and North Carolina.
Yeah, and this is where, I mean, really, this is where Nate Oates' scheduling comes into effect, right? North Carolina's on the other sideline. Oh, Alabama's played, you know, Purdue and Creighton and Arizona this year. So they've played – and all these guys who have been here a couple of years, they've played the UConns, If you've been around the program for a while, you're used to seeing Alabama going up against these major programs before the conference tournament, conference regular season starts. So this is just another out of conference game for Alabama. They won't be intimidated by the name on the jersey. At least you hope they're not, because they shouldn't be. And then they take their shot. So, I mean, there's a thousand things that can go wrong for Alabama. They don't win the game, and it starts with foul trouble and Baycock having his way on the inside, because Alabama is weak in there. And if the threes aren't falling, it could be a long night. You look at what happened at Rupp Arena. You look at what happened on the road at Neville. You look at what happened in Knoxville. I mean, there's a getting blown out scenario with this team. But there's also some I've been in against really great Sweet 16 teams, either beating them at home or playing with them on the road, where I've got a chance to win it in the under 10 second half, that they've got in their cartridge and they've got on their resume, that I think gives them a fighting chance tomorrow night.
By the way, breaking news in basketball, we'll tell you after Dunaway tells us about NASCAR coming back to the Talladega Super Speedway, Geico 500 weekend, TalladegaSuperspeedway.com, 877-GO-TO-DEGA. It's going to be a fun weekend, Dunaway.
Oh, absolutely. It's going to be fun, Brownie. And we're talking about the chance also on Saturday night to see Walker Hayes in concert, country music star Walker Hayes. And you can keep it fancy like any NASCAR wow. fan loves to do at Talladega by getting tickets to the infield, or you can do any of their great camping. But I say upgrade to the garage experience presented by Cool Ray. Do that one time if you're a NASCAR fan, just so you can feel the action inside the garage area. You got the best drivers in the world, and you are able to walk up to a fence that hits you about mid-thigh or about the waist, depending on your height, and you're that close to the cars being worked on, the drivers, the crew chiefs. It's unbelievable just to watch them during practice and then preparing for a race that close. You're in the garage, in that garage experience. You can get details on how you can upgrade for that garage experience or anything else at Talladega by going to TalladegaSuperspeedway.com, TalladegaSuperspeedway.com, or calling 877-GO-TO-DEGA. The races are April 19th through the 21st, camping all week long. Just a great experience. That Geico 500 ticket on Sunday gets you into the Walker Hayes concert on Saturday night. Two races Saturday, one Sunday, TalladegaSuperspeedway.com.
Louisville has their basketball coach Dunaway with us from out in L.A., courtesy of mybookie.ag, code next round. Mybookie.ag, it's got nothing to do with LA. I was just pointing out that you were there. Mybookie.ag. Who did you think when I said that? Did you think it had something to do with LA?
No. I thought Shaka Smart was going to be in the mix, but he's still playing, so it wouldn't be Shaka Smart.
According to Jeff Goodman, Pete Thamel, Jeff Borzello, a lot of guys there that cover college basketball, it is just a matter of time before Pat Kelsey, the Charleston head coach, who Alabama just saw, will be named as the head coach at Louisville. If you have not followed him, he was the Winthrop head coach for quite a bit. He had 186 wins at Winthrop. He went to the NCAA tournament twice. He was in it again when it got canceled, or he was going to be in it again when it got canceled. He has twice gone to the NCAA tournament at Charleston. So four NCAA tournaments would have been five, if not for COVID, in his coaching career. Two of the 3 years he's been at Charleston. Pat Kelsey Dunaway, former Xavier coach and player, now the head coach at Louisville. So that's all the really big jobs now. Michigan, Louisville, Kentucky did not come open. Ohio State, they're all filled. I think Oklahoma State's like the only, you know, high major job that's open right now, if I'm not mistaken.
So you're telling me I'm sitting here and in this Louisville job that maybe I've over put on too high of a pedestal, that I was thinking that Shaka Smart could leave Marquette for, that Scott Drew could look at maybe leaving Baylor for, that Mick Cronin could leave UCLA for, that, you know, Nate Oates possibly could be lured away from Alabama for, that they've gone with a guy who won at Winthrop, and won at Charleston. Not saying he can't win, because Nate Oates won at Buffalo, and that's in high school in Buffalo. So obviously you got to win somewhere. Kalen DeBoer won at, you know, different levels all his way to being Alabama's football coach. Not saying he can't win, but I thought this would draw some bigger names in the interest, that they would be shopping in a different area.
Well, I mean, if you just look back at the coaches that they have hired over the years, I'm going to pull up all their coaches here. that they have hired over the years, and this doesn't really seem to fit. And you do wonder what has happened to Louisville basketball. Is it not what it used to be, Dunaway? Do you think it's? I mean, what do you think it is? You think it's NIL? They seem like they would have some NIL support. Is it the ACC is just not where it used to be? I mean, what do you think has happened to Louisville basketball? It's a proud program, man.
It is. I think they just won a national championship a few years ago. Remember the Rick Pitino tattoo? I don't know if the NCAA recognizes it, but I remember I saw the tattoo.
He still got the tat, yeah.
Yeah, so I think this program's fine. They just ran into, back when there were rules, they ran into some policing. They've been in prison, and now they need to come out of prison and start pretending they're blue blood again. This may work out. He may be a great coach, and it may work out. This may be the perfect route to go. Get a guy to come do the hard work and build them back, but we'll see.
I mean, their last coaches have been Denny Crum, who was the legendary coach of that program. Then they hire Rick Pitino, which is an incredible hire. You go from Denny Crum to Rick Pitino. And after Pitino got fired, you go to Chris Mack. And Chris Mack, that was a hot name. I mean, they were hiring one of the top coaches in America when they hired Xavier's Chris Mack. It did not work out, obviously. And then they tried to, they panicked. I don't know if they panicked, I don't know why, but they tried to, let's go back to what's comfortable. Let's go back to a Louisville guy. And that's when they went with Kenny Payne, and that's been a disaster. So Pat Kelsey is a little bit of a different hire than what they've had at Louisville recently.
But, Richard Pitino's name was being mentioned for a little bit. And I thought that would have been uncomfortable because it was, Rick's job, and now it's going to be Richard and everything that went on there. But obviously if Dad wasn't still coaching, it'd be good to have him as sort of your Secretary of State or something. But now you're going, Chris Mack wasn't that successful there. And now you're going to a guy who I think was an assistant of Chris Mack.
He absolutely left.
So now you're sort of staying in the Chris Mack family. And yeah, I don't know.
Weird hire. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. It's kind of a, I think they probably got turned down a few times before they ended up at Pat Kelsey. I don't think Pat Kelsey was the guy they set out and said, that's the guy we're going to go hire. But that doesn't mean the second, third choices have been successful at different places. All right, let's make a quick show announcement before Dunaway dives off for a little bit for trash, and he'll come back with us at the end of the show, Dunaway. We're excited that next Tuesday, we did this in Tuscaloosa. We've been waiting to finalize Coach Freeze's schedule and our date with Auburn, and it is coming up Tuesday. Tuesday, April 2nd, our show will be live at the Auburn Football Complex. We'll be there all day long from 9 to noon. Entire show there from the Auburn Football Complex. Coach Freeze is going to join us. John Cohen, the athletics director, is going to join us. Peyton Thorne, Auburn's quarterback, will join us. We're going to have a lot of guests there. We're going to talk a lot of Auburn football and maybe a few other Auburn things with John Cohen. So we're going to have a fun trip down there. We did it in Tuscaloosa. We've just been waiting to finalize Coach Freeze's schedule so he can make sure he's available during our show to announce our Auburn date. We were able to do that. And April 2nd, coming up Tuesday, that is when we will be live at the Auburn Football Complex. And Dunaway, we had a great time there in Tuscaloosa, and I anticipate having a good time at Auburn. We're excited about this.
Yeah, 100%. And I'd had the chance to tour the Alabama facilities before, but I haven't gone on the full tour of the Auburn facility before. So I look forward to walking behind the scenes down at Auburn and seeing all the stuff that they've built since I first started covering the program under Pat Dye back in the day. So to talk with Hugh Freeze on camera and off camera, to get to know a little bit about Peyton Thorne, to sit down with him an extended period of time, I'm excited about this. And so it's happening Tuesday, and our entire show will be down there. And of course, Taylor will be our tour guide, right?
That's right.
She'll show us where to eat lunch and all the fun stuff in Auburn. I can't wait. It should be a blast.
Yep. So the whole crew will be down there coming up Tuesday. That will be a fun time. So we look forward to that with our friends at Auburn. All right, Dunaway, we're going to let you get in the shade, let that tan in just a little bit so it's not going to be sunburned. We're going to do trash. EG and Taylor are going to jump in here for trash, and we'll see you in just a little bit. Dunaway out in L.A., courtesy of MyBookie.ag for the Sweet 16. MyBookie.ag, code next round. Get that sign-on bonus. Use it. Win once with it. It is yours and yours forever. MyBookie.ag, code next round. Trash is next.
Follow Scott Forrester on Twitter @ScottForresterTV.
Ready to swap from your current auto or RV loan provider and drop your interest rate? Now is your chance. With Legacy Credit Union's annual swap and drop promotion, you can swap your current loan and save with Legacy in minutes. Whether you're a member or a potential member, Legacy Credit Union is here to help you drive into savings. Go online to swapanddrop.com or visit one of their 9 locations to take advantage of this incredible offer. Limited time offer, terms and conditions may apply. See Credit Union for details. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round to tell you about one of our favorite places for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That is Hamburger Heaven since 1982. Hamburger Heaven has been serving Birmingham's best hamburgers, cheeseburgers, french fries, hand-spun milkshakes, and sandwiches made fresh to order. All of their ingredients are fresh and prepared daily. This includes their beef, always fresh, never frozen, hand-pattied each and every day. For breakfast, lunch, or dinner, visit any of the 4 locations, Highway 280, Irondale, Gardendale, and Homewood.
Storm season is here. Make sure you have a plan of action in place right now. Greg from Pell City and Storm Restoration Roofing should be your first call when storms hit. Insurance companies love working with Storm Restoration Roofing because of Greg Nelson's name and reputation in the industry. When storms hit, call Greg Nelson. He's local, 205-542-3531. He's the home of the free no-cost roof inspection. Greg from Pell City on Facebook, 205-542-3531. It's Storm Restoration Roofing. Is Coke Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Man, that's a bold question. But it's got that irresistible taste to back it up. One thing's for sure, when you've got an irresistible tasty match like Zero Sugar and zero calories, something sensational is bound to happen. It's too bad you can't taste it with your ears, because this Coke Zero Sugar tastes amazing. Truthfully, it's hard to put into words, and that's my job. You'll have to take a taste for yourself. Coke Zero Sugar. Best Coke ever?
Get ready to level up your fandom with the Autograph app. Co-founded by the legendary Tom Brady himself, this app is your one-stop shop for everything college sports. Access to all the best sports content, exciting fan challenges, and exclusive rewards. Think crazy discounts on tickets, limited edition merch, and much more. Just look at this. Autograph hooked up 6 lucky fans with tickets to the Arkansas-Alabama game for just $16 a ticket. That's what they call true fan pricing. Ready to join the party? Download the free Autograph app today and use the code TNR for exclusive access.
Spring weather is here, and our friends at Hemp Hill Services are offering a $69 HVAC tune-up plus 10% off any service call when you mention the Next Round. Call Adam, Chad, and the guys at Hemp Hill Services. Make sure your HVAC unit is ready to keep up with the changing weather. Hemp Hill Services, locally owned and operated independent train dealer. The team can service all makes and models. For all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs, call Hemp Hill Services. It's hard to stop a train. 205-229-2090 or hemphillservices.com. That's 205-229-2090, hemphillservices.com.
All right, Next Round rolls on. We're about to do a little trash, little tea running in here. She and EG are going to present trash today. Rockstar going to jump in as well. Hey, a reminder before we do that, though. Lance has been growing his hair back thanks to Dr. B. Dr. Beckenstein, good friend of ours, does a tremendous job. Men and women, we get asked that a lot. If I'm a lady and I'm losing my hair and I want to reverse that, can Dr. B help me? Absolutely he can. You need to go see him. Lance did it, and it has changed his head of hair. And the great thing about it is it's not like a one-size-fits-all deal. It's not just like, here's my program, go do my program. It is tailored just for you and selected just for you. You get to give the input on the one. Dr. B tells you the things he thinks work best, and you're like, I'm most comfortable with this one. That's the one you do. You do the in office. They follow up on a virtual visit to go through your options with you. Lance picked one that has worked tremendously well for him. He's seen great results. You can, too. T3hair.net. That is T3hair.net. Dr. Michael Beckenstein, Dr. B, we call him. He can help you grow that hair back. T3hair.net for Dr. B. J.A. asked, did LT go somewhere fun this week? Just did a beach trip with the family. We got a lot of people out. Scott is out. Yeah. LT is out. We've just had some vacation here. Spring break with the kids. It's always fun.
Kelsey's out.
Spring break with the kids. Did you guys, like, college spring break, did y'all do the big spring break trips in college?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
LT.
Yes.
You did?
Well, actually, no. I guess I didn't really have one because my freshman year was COVID.
Oh, no. Yeah.
You okay. Got sophomore year, I went to LA. That was our big
one. Well, that's fine. Yeah.
And then
Dunaway's out there.
Third, yeah. Yeah. I love that place. I can't believe that it's L.A. and there's Sweet 16 teams playing. It's so
I like L.A. too. Now, listen, L.A. is an interesting town. But I've been out there. I've been out there twice in the last year, and I enjoy my time in L.A. Have you ever been to Lil T?
I've been once in high school.
Yeah.
And we were doing, you know, a little West Coast, like we traveled around, so we didn't stay in LA. So I didn't spend a ton of time there. We spent a few days there, though. I liked it.
It's a wild place, man. It's a different world out there, but I've enjoyed it. I really like the San Fernando Valley area, like Burbank and those towns. I think that's really cool.
I enjoyed LA a lot. I'd go back for sure. But then that was really the only big one we did, because then my junior year, I was in the Dominican Republic. We've talked about that. Mm-hmm. I think we were both down there at the same time.
Yeah. I've seen the videos.
EG was on a mission trip. I was.
Well, you were on a mission.
I was on a mission. EG was helping helping the water world.
Laura says, my college daughter just got back from Miami. So much for broke college student. She did meet LL Cool J.
Oh, wow.
Have you done Miami?
It's that commercial.
Yes, it is that commercial. Miami. You don't have to count down the selfies.
This is him. I think I have a video of my nephew playing the piano. I think.
Jay's going down to the coast for mullet toss in a few weeks. That's fine. May be down there. There's a couple things in the work there with our friends at the Floribama. Daniel says, I'd rather get pepper sprayed than go to L.A., but I lived in Northern California. Maybe I'm biased.
Wow.
Pepper spray sounds awful.
That does sound really awful.
It does. All right. Do we have a lot of trash stories
today?
Yeah,
we got some good stuff.
We got some good stuff. Good job out of you, Rockstar. Yeah. Trash, always presented by Mortgage Right. Rockstar, hit it, please.
Well, shit. What are y'all doing? This is awful. It's still March. How many days in March?
LT's Trash is presented by Mortgage Right. Mortgages done the right way.
All right. Trash presented by Mortgage Right. Veteran owned, veteran operated. They got great programs for all veterans. But anyone that is looking to buy or refinance a home, your first stop needs to be MortgageRight.com/TNR. That is MortgageRight.com/TNR. Dunaway in L.A., LT off. So Little T and EG kind enough to join us for trash today.
Absolutely. We'll start with the first one. Let me ask you guys this. If you had over $700,000, what would you spend it on?
Ooh, this is hard.
Well, college tuition, not for me, but for my daughter. But primarily, like, the non-sensible purchases would be golf-related.
Okay.
Probably, you know, memberships at courses and things like that.
I think I would just go on some trips. I would go on vacations.
Right.
So this person
spent
over $700,000 on the Titanic door that saved Kate Winslet's life.
Okay, now they know that's not really from the Titanic, right? This is just a movie prop. Yeah, Rockstar, that door did not appear on the
movie. Is literally called Titanic.
Yeah, it's not a documentary. That is just a movie prop. So they have spent almost $1 million on a movie prop.
Yes, and it beat out iconic props like Indiana Jones' bullwhip from Temple of Doom and Jack Nicholson's axe from The Shining. While commonly referred to as the door, the auction notes the ornate structure was in reality part of the door frame just above the ship's first-class lounge entrance. In addition, Winslet's chiffon dress that she wore during the film's final act sold for $125,000.
Like, what do you do with that? It just gets dusty. It sits in your attic and gets dusty.
Yeah, I mean, you put it in these people, I'm sure, have a large house if they're spending $700,000 on a door.
Didn't Leo have, like, a dinosaur skull?
Did he really?
He paid a lot of money for like a dinosaur skull.
So, I think it's a talk piece. Like, you know, this door is the door that Kate Winslet was on in Titanic. And then people stand and look at it for like 2 minutes and they're like, well, it is a door.
Well, listen to these other numbers. So, Harrison Ford's whip from Temple of Doom, $525,000.
Are you kidding me? Like, I mean, I could have any bullwhip. Let me finish sentence. Any bullwhip in the basement of my house and tell them it was Harrison Ford's bullwhip and you wouldn't know the difference.
It's
not that I do, by the way.
Bill Murray's Red Rose bowling ball from Kingpin, $350,000.
That's actually cracking.
That's a pretty cool bowling ball, though,
best
right
there. Best hair in the game.
Yeah, did he have a comb over by chance?
No. Go deep, Jimmy. Deeper.
Nicholson's axe from The Shining, $125,000.
Well, that's a scary photo, man. Ooh, just that photo like made that. Me shiver when you showed it earlier, Rocky. How much was the axe?
That was $125,000.
It's an expensive axe.
Why?
Home Depot.
I know. Nobody knows the difference.
No one knows the difference. And lastly, the sneaky shaving cream can Wayne Knight uses to smuggle dinosaur embryos in Jurassic Parks, $250,000.
It's a Barbasol can. Just go run it through the mud.
I think people think dinosaur DNA is in there.
They think that?
Stupid. Yeah. It's all stupid.
The money in the world can't buy taste, is my opinion on that.
Yeah, that's...
Now, AM Golfer says this is an investment piece, because Nick says I'd turn it into a coffee table. AM Golfer says it's an investment piece. I mean, it could go up in value. I guess you could resell it. But
after the person passes away, I feel like maybe if it's their last movie or something. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know anything about this stuff, but I guess they just want it because those people touched it.
It was an iconic film. It's made over $1 billion worldwide. So,
but I do think, too, Rockstar, it's part of the fascination people have with the Titanic. I've never understood that fascination. Like, I don't really care. Like, I mean, those old boys drowned in that one homemade submarine trying to find the thing, didn't they?
I forgot about that.
And they imploded.
Oh, they did.
Yeah, they imploded. Like,
well, I think phrase homemade submarine was probably key in that.
The Xbox controller.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. I mean, I just don't really, I don't really care enough about the Titanic to get a homemade submarine. I mean, I know the ship sank, right? We all accept that.
And I feel like nowadays you can, because of YouTube, like I can see the wreckage of the Titanic on YouTube.
Yeah. Oh, it's true, yeah.
Like,
you can also watch a football game on YouTube.
Yeah. Wait a minute, you did the,
joke. It's like conspiracy theories.
Well, the conspiracy theorists say that they had put, like, a lot of the banking magnates on there, and it was a setup.
The other thing was an insurance scam.
Yeah, I did hear that one.
So. But everybody agrees it sank. It's just, was it a setup or,
and
you know.
There's a sister ship, the Olympia, the exact same ship called the Olympia.
And that, it had damage, and it was in a shipyard.
Yeah.
And the
well, what are they saying about that?
They got switched.
So was it really the Titanic? It was the Olympia?
It was a sister ship, and they sank it for the insurance.
Yeah.
Whatever. I think James Cameron has something to do with it, because he's made a lot of money.
He has made a lot of money off of it, there's no doubt.
Okay, this next one is one of my favorites. Utah man arrested, accused of flashing red and blue lights to get through traffic. Have y'all seen The Office?
I've seen The Office.
When Dwight puts his little thing on top of his car, that just made me think of this. So a man was arrested over the weekend after police say he tried to get through freeway traffic by installing red and blue flashing lights in his work truck. The 47-year-old man was booked into Iron County Jail. That's a cool name.
Iron County Jail. Does not sound like where you want to go to jail.
For investigation of several misdemeanor offenses, including impersonation of an officer, drug possession, and DUI. About 12:25 p.m. Sunday, multiple drivers called 911 saying the truck had red and blue flashing lights and they were getting other vehicles to move out of their way, according to a police booking. Even though the pickup had emergency lights in the grill, other drivers were suspicious because the truck had a construction company logo on the side.
I might give it away.
That says it's Valdez Construction, but they got police lights on there.
I contacted the driver and told him why we were there, and he admitted to turning on his red and blue lights, a trooper wrote in their arrest report. Troopers also reported finding a small bag containing a white powdery substance, which the driver allegedly claimed was amphetamine, and he takes it to stay awake while driving.
Well, I got to have my lights on. I don't want to hurt anybody.
Yeah. EG, this is before you moved here. Taylor, I don't know if you would remember it, but we had an old boy that was an evangelist that got arrested for this.
Pulling people over.
Wow. Pulling people over.
This guy didn't pull people. He's used for the full, I just want to get through traffic.
Yeah. But our guy was pulling people over, right? Yeah. He had like a big fire. I cannot remember his name.
Yeah. There's fires in Africa right now. There's more important things about it.
Yeah. He was in a trash open because he had this big following here, like among youth. And was seemingly making a huge impact, but also was apparently like pulling people over on the highway too. So
that is insane.
But like, how do you give them a ticket?
Well, he didn't. I don't know what he was doing when he pulled.
Yeah, I don't know what your end goal is. Just a power move. I cannot remember. This is probably what, 2014, 2015, maybe.
Yeah, it's been a bit ago. Yeah.
Interesting.
Patrick says his name was Matt Pitts or Matt.
Yeah,
Pitt.
Yeah, I remember. Yes,
Matt Pitt, was that his name?
I remember Pitt.
Yeah.
Interesting. And he would just pull people over.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Just as a jump scare?
I really don't know what the thought behind it was. He said he had the police lights because, you know, he went to these big events and it got him through traffic to get to the event.
But
and
that's illegal.
Yeah, I think that's what the police said. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. Okay.
Continue. Sorry.
No, you're good. 24-year-old lived in an apartment the size of an average parking spot. Alex Verhaeghe had just turned 21 years old when he moved into a 95-square-foot apartment in Manhattan's East Village. That is awful.
He probably paid like $7,000 a month for it, too.
$1,100 a month for that.
I like that he's got the art in there, too. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and put some stuff up on the wall.
Also, you have to share a bathroom
Yes.
With whoever's on that floor. Like, I think there's two showers, maybe.
Now, this is in New York?
Yeah.
The five-story building has three bathrooms and two showers on each floor for tenants to share.
Hard pass.
So it's 6 feet. Is that his bed?
That's his bed, and this is his bed, and there are the windows behind the bed. You got a little teeny tiny, hot plate right here for kitchen. It's got a sink right there, and you got a little refrigerator.
Yeah.
That's it.
That is miserable. Oh, I would go insane.
It's awful.
I'm, claustrophobic looking at it.
And it's 95 square feet. It's the whole apartment.
Whole apartment.
Oof.
He says living in a space that small taught him that he doesn't need many things to survive. I enjoyed the minimalistic part of it. That does not look very minimalistic to me, sir. You have books.
Yeah, you got a TV.
And TV.
It's a TV that's not knee high. Yeah,
it's just small. It's not minimalistic.
Yeah.
So this is another view?
Yeah, that's awful.
That is terrible.
You are cramming everything into that space. Yeah. Where are his clothes?
That's a good question. I bet under the bed.
On his body.
Yeah.
Same thing every day.
Wow.
Yeah, that's rough right there. I could not handle that. I mean, $1,100, I just, I find a place outside of town and train it, I guess.
Yeah, that's a no-go.
That's the way I roll.
So The Price is Right has emergency pants for overexcited contestants.
What? In case they wet their pants?
Freaking out is not an unusual reaction when someone's name is called to come on down and bid on fabulous prizes on the long-running game show The Price is Right. One of the show's producers recently told People that the show had a contingency plan for even the most frenzied contestants. After all, it's better to be safe than sorry. When I got there, says former producer Mike Richards, they had a system in place in case someone peed their pants. I never saw it happen, but there were curtains and a blow dryer and a pair of sweats just in case, since we'd have to get on with the show. Sounds like an in-case-of-emergency break-glass situation with baggy pants awaiting instead of a fire alarm. Some examples of overexcited contestants. A contestant named Aline Ferris won the Showcase Showdown and promptly lost consciousness.
What?
After her eyes rolled to the back of her head and she hit the floor, Bob Barker rushed to resuscitate her with the help of the Price is Right staff.
Remember to spay your pets.
I like that Bob Barker got involved. Like, there's probably an army of people that could do it, but Bob was like, I'm first on the scene here.
Carrie Kinder was another winning contestant, but she was so disoriented by the experience that she couldn't find her way off the stage.
So wait, this is becoming a new thing.
Way off the stage.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it is confusing, but the thing is, you got to outdo the other guy. You're going to be on TV, so they just lose their mind when they get picked. Of course, I don't watch this show anymore, but the picture provides, you have to go insane because people are people have pulled hamstrings. Ladies have, when they do the wheel, the old ladies try so hard and they fall down because they put too much force into it. It's a little exciting.
Mm-hmm. We had it only in here the other day because we were waiting for the NCAA tournament games to start, and they were in that Showcase Showdown, and some old girl had a trip to Belize. She won, but she missed her bid by $16,000. The other person was so bad, she missed by $16,000 and still won.
Holy cow.
I'm like, how do you miss by $16,000?
I don't know how this game works, but...
You've never watched Price is Right?
Mm-mm. But... That,
do you own a TV?
Yes.
Okay.
But Rocky, you're saying that you think that they get so excited because they to live up to the TV?
Yes, well, I would be more excited. Taylor just got her name called. She freaked out. She did a cartwheel. She went on stage. So now I got to one-up her because I want to be on TV, too. It's kind of like the guy that makes the perverted answer on Family Feud. I'm going to be a viral video. I want to say something super perverted.
And then... To do that, some of them pee their pants.
Well, they get so excited they wet their pants because they're going to win big prizes.
People watch this show and participate. There's a lot of grandmothers that do this too, so it's kind of a dangerous thing.
Hey, I get an excessive amount of news alerts about Wheel of Fortune fans upset about this. Wheel of Fortune fans upset about the way Pat said. No, I do, and I'm like, I think it's a conspiracy theory.
Oh, I love conspiracy theories.
Well, I think the conspiracy theory is Wheel of Fortune's leaking this stuff. Fans are upset.
To bring more traction?
I guess so.
There was one that's Pat Sajak. One guy won, and Pat Sajak didn't really congratulate him. He kind of turned his back on him, and people showed the clip, and then people are tuning in. I want to see him be an ass because I've never seen him be an ass.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think it's a setup.
Have
just
you
to get more
guys known anyone that's gone on a game show?
Oh yeah. What game show was? Do you remember Roger Schultz played at Alabama? Used to come on the show a lot. He was on the Biggest Loser, but he was also on Price is Right.
I'm sure he was, but Biggest Loser.
Yeah,
that's the only person I know.
He was on two shows. He played football at Alabama back in the early '90s and was a center. And so after his career, he blew up. But Roger had the most amazing personality. He's such a funny guy. And never could really deal with his weight, so he went on Biggest Loser. But I think prior to that, it might have been after he was on Price is Right.
Taylor Hicks was on a little show called American Idol.
Oh, yeah.
He did really well.
That's what my I know a girl that she was in the grade above me at Auburn, and she was on Family Feud while we were there, while we were at Auburn. And then my dad has a friend that went on Jeopardy.
Wow. EG wants to be on Jeopardy.
I do want to be on Jeopardy.
Where are we on that? Are you working on it?
I have taken a break from my studies.
Okay. Good, yeah.
I just got to process reset. Everything.
Who's hosting that now?
I don't know his name. Ken Jennings. Him, though.
Is it the guy that won all those?
Yeah, Ken Jennings. I think there's a battle between him and Miyamdok. And they got out Miyamdok for some of her political views.
She got in some controversy.
Yeah, so they kissed it with Ken Jennings.
Yeah, so he's the one that won all those times in a row, and he's got the record. Is he a good host? Have you watched?
I enjoy
it?
Him. I
was Aaron Rodgers, but
Aaron Rodgers wanted to do it, right? But I mean, he also wanted to be vice president NFL quarterback.
What? And a doctor.
Aaron Rodgers has had a lot
for
of
the
things.
Moon.
Yes. All right, that is trash. Great job, EG. Thank you, Little T. It is presented every single day by Mortgage Right. MortgageRight.com/TNR. MortgageRight.com/TNR. All right, when we return, Jimmy D will rejoin us from out in L.A. His coverage presented by MyBookie.ag. We'll put a wrap on the show, talk some more about Alabama and North Carolina. Don't forget this hour presented by Champy's World Famous Fried Chicken. Champy's World Famous Fried Chicken. Sterling and the gang have it open for lunch. They'll be open through dinner tonight. Those great chicken fingers, the great sides. Somebody in the chat room said don't sleep on the green beans. Excellent green beans there. Also, the world famous Mississippi Delta recipe tamales, po' boys, right there at Champy's Chicken. Champy's Chicken. Chicken.com, ChampiesChicken.com. Jimmy D, back from L.A. after this.
Take the next round anywhere you go with official Next Round gear. Buy yours today at NextRound.store.
Storm season is here. Make sure you have a plan of action in place right now. Greg from Pell City and Storm Restoration Roofing should be your first call when storms hit. Insurance companies love working with Storm Restoration Roofing because of Greg Nelson's name and reputation in the industry. When storms hit, call Greg Nelson. He's local. 205-542-3531. He's the home of the free no-cost roof inspection. Greg from Pell City on Facebook. 205-542-3531. It's Storm Restoration Roofing. The wait is over. Tonale has arrived. Beautifully distinctive Italian styling and performance. Come test drive the all-new 2024 Alfa Romeo Tonale plug-in hybrid at Alfa Romeo of Birmingham. The all-new Tonale offers best-in-class horsepower and torque. Fastest 0 to 60 times in its class. Plus best-in-class range with full electric charge. And best of all, qualified Tonale leasees are eligible for up to $7,500 EV tax credit factored into your lease. Hurry down to Alfa Romeo of Birmingham and experience the all-new Tonale.
This hour of the Next Round is presented by the Birmingham Racecourse Casino, now featuring 7 days of giveaways with your chance to win a share of up to $125,000. The more you visit the Birmingham Racecourse Casino, the more chances you have to win.
Stop by the New York Butcher Shop and pick up the finest in certified Angus prime beef steaks and burgers, premium pork chops, ribs, and all-natural chicken cut to order just for you. Their chef-prepared entrees and side dishes are the perfect dinner-to-go choice for your family and are ready to heat at home. With a great selection of fine wines and desserts, the New York Butcher Shop is your one-stop dinner shop. Two locations to serve you, Cahaba Heights and on Highway 119 in Greystone, the New York Butcher Shop. Rare quality, well-done service.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, you're in the red zone for every college rivalry and divisional matchup all season long. On game day, you never have to decide which teams to watch, only what combination of bites, burgers, wings, and more to order. Plus, where else are your favorite draft beers always poured at a frozen 29 degrees? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Stick around after the sun sets. Twin Peaks is open really late. Wind down with bourbon and late night bites. Only at Twin Peaks.
Get ready to level up your fandom with the Autograph app. Co-founded by the legendary Tom Brady himself, this app is your one-stop shop for everything college sports. Access to all the best sports content, exciting fan challenges, and exclusive rewards. Think crazy discounts on tickets, limited edition merch, and much more. Just look at this. Autograph hooked up 6 lucky fans with tickets to the Arkansas-Alabama game for just $16 a ticket. That's what they call true fan pricing. Ready to join the party? Download the free Autograph app today and use the code TNR for exclusive access.
Start your day online with our website, nextroundlive.com, for the latest videos, podcasts, and college football stories. It's also a great way to stream the show or shop in the Next Round store. Stay connected by visiting nextroundlive.com.
right, final segment of the day from Birmingham and L.A. Jimmy D going to join us courtesy of MyBookie.ag. Don't forget LanceIsLock.com, free play up at LanceIsLock.com. He'll be back in the NCAA tournament throughout the weekend there. The lock every single day presented by Hemp Hill Services. If it doesn't flush right, drain right, run right, Hemp Hill is your first call. HVAC, it's going to be a problem for you. When you have had that air conditioner off for most of the winter and then you're going to run it every day in the summer, that is going to end up being a problem. Get it tuned up right now to make sure it is not a problem. 229-2090, Hemp Hill Services, 229-2090. Let's head back out to L.A. Dunaway's got the backpack on. You're ready to, you heading over to crypto.com, Jimmy D?
We got to go to crypto here in a second, but just wanted to show you some of the scenery we've got here. The unbelievable, I don't know what you call this, greenery that they have at this area.
It's gorgeous.
One Cal Plaza.
Uh-huh.
But way over here, there's a trolley. It's called Angel's Flight. Yeah. It takes you way up here where we are. In fact, it's going down right now. Look, over here over my shoulder.
Oh.
Did you see it?
Yeah, I do. I see that. Where's that take you?
Just down to the bottom of the hill.
Okay.
It's more exciting if you just let me pretend it is something awesome. but other than that, it's been a great morning out here in Los Angeles, and we're about to go down and actually do a little work here in a second and get some reaction from Alabama, who's been on the road since Taylor had him in Spokane. And now it's time to prepare at Crypto a little bit later on with their practice, which starts in about 1 hour.
Yeah, as you mentioned earlier, for those that missed the start of the show, when we first jumped on with Dunaway from L.A., the Alabama open practice, now it's up to the schools. Clemson, as you said, Dunaway, first out, they're open for the full practice. Alabama, second out, only the first 15 minutes open to the media, which tells you they are probably trying to protect what Reitzel's situation is pretty closely, wouldn't you think?
That's what I would think, being in the business a long time. But, you know, North Carolina's going to practice there today, too, and it's sort of an open arena. Unlike the Sweet 16, I don't think you have any fans that'll be in there, but, you know, it's the Final Four. At the Final Four, you actually have fans who show up. So the whole hour is open. So you really can't do, basically that's a shoot around.
Right.
And then you go to a real practice to put in your game plan. I would imagine today Nate Oates will do a little game planning on the floor in there, and you got to be careful. You know, you don't want any folks out there that may be in the Carolina Blue either. So,
yeah,
and so it may not just be all right sell. Yeah.
Yeah. And I would say the good news about that, though, Dunaway, on the game planning front, boy, you have had a lot of downtime they've got to fill. Now, look, I know they're worried about their academics out there, too, and they're doing some remote learning on the road out in California. But this team has been together in the same place for a long period of time. And, I mean, I don't think Nate Oates is going to over-prepare and just bog your team down with film. But there's been a lot of time together. They have had plenty of time to break down the film necessary to have a feel for what this North Carolina team's going to do.
Yeah, a full practice yesterday at USC. If you just follow Alabama basketball on Twitter and their social media, you saw that they had the practice at USC. Even got a gym workout in. Did some weights, some loose weights, just to stay limber. I believe, just with my NCAA experience, they will do another practice today away from Crypto. So sort of a two-a-day, you know, that may be more just getting up your shots inside crypto.com. The actual X's and O's will be done somewhere else where you do some more of the game planning. So that's life of on the road in the NCAA tournament. You get in a lot of practices, some in the venue that a lot of people can see and some at a facility like in this case, USC, where you get a lot of closed practice, hard work in.
All right, so the Sweet 16 tips tomorrow night. We'll have a lot more time to talk about it tomorrow on the show, including Alabama taking on North Carolina. Brian Pasink is going to join us on the show tomorrow. Dunaway still obviously going to be out there in L.A. Just your gut feel, that first game, Clemson-Arizona. Arizona, I'll look at mybookie.ag right now, Dunaway, to see what the how heavily they're favored. Arizona's going to be about a 7-point favorite in that game, I think. That first game out, if Alabama's fortunate enough to advance, they get the winner. Arizona, 7.5-point favorite. You like the Cats in that one?
I do. I think both of those were on Alabama's schedule, right, this year?
Yep, they played
them
both.
Am I right about that?
Yeah, they played them both,
Played them both. Lost to both of them, but they played them both. Clemson got them in Tuscaloosa. I mean, Clemson's underrated. The ACC, I think, has exceeded expectations by a lot in this tournament field. But I think Arizona wins that basketball game. And, you know, that'll be good for you. You got your little Arizona sign there that's going to make me lose the bracket challenge. That's fine. It's time. It's time that I get punished on this show now and then. My life's too easy up there.
Yeah. Don't try to reverse landmine this thing. San Diego State, UConn, that's the biggest number on the board. UConn's still an 11-point favorite. You got to like the Huskies in that one.
Oh, yeah. No way San Diego State can win that game either. No way Clemson, no way San Diego State. Okay. I would bet the farm on Arizona and on UConn.
All right, so Dunaway.
I play the money lines, yeah.
Money
yeah.
line. So money line plus 475, by the way, for San Diego State, minus 700 for UConn. Minus 700 is the money line you're playing there.
I'm being told in my ear that I need Clemson and San Diego State to both win for me to win to knock you out of the comfort zone of the bracket challenge.
Yeah, so no way they win. No way they win.
No way.
And then the only other game, Iowa State minus 1.5 as they play against Illinois. Vegas telling you that's going to be the best game of the night there, the late game at TD in Boston.
For some reason, a little Illinois feel for me, but probably Iowa State. But I probably would, my bookie.ag would roll with Illinois. I don't know about you.
That's a tough one, obviously. I like Illinois better than Iowa State just as a team. I don't know, man. That is obviously the point spread tells you it's a toss-up game. I probably would go Illinois there. My gut right now tells me the only underdog that wins tomorrow night is Illinois. I like North Carolina over Alabama. It's just a gut feel. North Carolina over Alabama, UConn, and Arizona to win. So I would think the only, even and it's just a slight dog in Illinois, is the only dog that wins tomorrow night. So,
yeah.
You know, it just occurred to me if the schedule had held the same, we would have Alabama and Auburn, or UAB, playing at the same time in the Sweet 16. That would not have been great. What are you showing us now? The Incline Railroad coming back up?
Yeah. Isn't that cool?
That is cool. I mean, that's a steep climb. I don't know that it's entirely necessary. Are they driving it themselves, or is there a driver on there?
Much like me, I think it's a one-track mind, Brent Brown. Okay, it's going up. There's no driving.
Speaking of tracks, NASCAR coming back, Talladega Super Speedway, Dunaway. 877-GO-TO-DEGA, TalladegaSuperSpeedway.com for the Geico 500 weekend.
You know, I can't wait for that, Brownie. We're excited. We got some stuff to do with JohnsonRVCenter.com out there, and we'll enjoy that. We'll do some camping. You can do some camping. They have all the camping you need, primitive all the way up to luxurious RV camping with some stadium seats, part of that package as well. I'll always encourage you to look for the advantages you get at Talladega Super Speedway, like the garage experience. You can upgrade with that. You get a ticket with your Geico 500. You get a pass with your Geico 500 ticket in to see Walker Hayes on Saturday night. And don't forget the great racing. See, the thing at Talladega, I try to tell people all the time, even if you don't like NASCAR, go watch the people, go enjoy the food, enjoy the camping, being outside with 100,000 of your closest friends. That's a good time. But there's great racing too, right? Yep. World's Fastest Speedway, TalladegaSuperSpeedway.com, TalladegaSuperSpeedway.com, April 19th. Through the 21st.
877-GO-TO-DEGA. Got to get those tickets. All right, thank you to mybookie.ag. Code next round. They've got Dunaway out there. He's on his way to crypto as soon as we wrap in just a few moments. Follow us on social media for more of the coverage there from Alabama's Media Day at Next Round Live on social media at Next Round Live. For Dunaway and the entire staff, I'm Ryan Brown. Thank you for joining us for the Next Round. We'll see you tomorrow at 9 o'clock.